Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, May 15th, 2023. Yesterday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky visited Berlin for political discussions and meetings with German officials, including Chancellor Olaf Scholz and President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. During a press conference, Zelensky expressed gratitude for Germany's military assistance and requested the delivery of modern combat jets. Scholz responded cautiously, mentioning Germany's support, particularly in air defense. The German government had recently announced a 2.7 billion euro arms package for Ukraine, including air defense systems, tanks, and ammunition. Zelensky's visit coincided with his acceptance of the Charlemagne Prize in Aachen. Prior to his visit, extensive security and traffic restrictions were implemented in the government district of the Hauptstadt, and the Berlin police had initially announced his visit without official confirmation from the German government, causing some uncertainty. The planned 50-hour rail strike has been canceled. Deutsche Bahn and the Railway and Transport Union, or the EVG, reached a settlement on the previously disputed minimum wage demand before the Frankfurt Labor Court on Saturday. Following the court settlement, the union confirmed that it would forego the strike and inform its members accordingly, but at the same time emphasized that the strike is only, quote, temporarily suspended. In addition, the EVG pointed out that the strike call still applies to some railway companies, as they are negotiating with about 50, DB only being one of them. The union did not initially disclose which companies or parts of companies the strike call still applies to. According to Deutsche Bahn, around a third of the planned long-distance train services are likely to be canceled today, but from tomorrow, all ICE and ETC trains will be back on the rails as planned. Regional trains and S-Bahns will not be affected. The company justified the cancellations by the challenge of, quote, replanning around 50,000 train journeys as well as the corresponding shift and deployment schedules, unquote. You can check if your trip is affected on the company website. Die letzte Generation, or last generation, has intensified their protest in Berlin since mid-April. The police have registered 151 street blockades, 8 of which were on highways between April 16th and May 7th. Although there have been occasional traffic jams in the city, the large-scale chaos has mostly been avoided due to the significant police presence and their ability to quickly dismantle the blockades. Per reporting, as of May 10th, the ongoing protest has led to nearly 2,000 proceedings at the public prosecutor's office. Approximately 1,790 cases involve Last Generation, while the remaining cases target members of the organization Extinction Rebellion. In a total of about 680 instances, multiple charges were consolidated, as they were against the same person or persons, and 86 verdicts have been reached so far, with 40 of them being legally binding. Generally, the climate activists have been sentenced to fines, mostly for coercion and resistance against law enforcement officers. However, one case resulted in an acquittal, and in late April, a climate activist in the Hauptstadt received an imprisonment sentence without parole, marking the first such case. The goal of the activist group is to increase the ambition in the fight against global warming through blockades. However, a survey reveals some surprising results about how this form of protest is perceived in Germany. The survey conducted by the opinion research institute YouGov on behalf of the German press agency shows that 3/4 of the respondents reject the methods used by the Last Generation to promote climate protection, such as street blockades. Among the supporters of different political parties, particularly the AfD, FDP, and CDU-CSU voters, there is a strong disapproval of these actions. And even among Green Party supporters, 53% expressed their opposition to the protests. The survey also indicates that younger respondents tend to support the actions, although only 36% of 18 to 29-year-olds fully endorse them. The last generation receives more support for their demand for a speed limit of 100 kilometers per hour on highways. However, 54% of the respondents consider this demand to be wrong or somewhat wrong, while 40% see it as right or somewhat right. Supporters of the Greens and the left have a majority in favor of the speed limit, while SPD supporters are divided on the issue. Although many respondents are skeptical about the methods used by Last Generation and the demand for a speed limit, it does not imply satisfaction with the German government's efforts in climate protection. About half of the respondents believe that the government is doing too little, 20% think they are doing too much, and 17% believe they are taking the right approach. Today, in our new Senate series, we take a look at Cansel Kızıltepe from the SPD, who serves as the Senator for Labor, Social Affairs, Equality, Integration, Diversity, and Anti-Discrimination. She was born to a Turkish immigrant family and grew up in Kreuzberg. As a senator, Kızıltepe's responsibilities include integrating immigrants and refugees into Berlin society, ensuring good working conditions and training for new professionals, overseeing homelessness assistance, debt counseling, and other social programs, and promoting a diverse and discrimination-free city. Her biggest challenges include dealing with the multitude of tasks in her portfolio, providing decent accommodation for all refugees who come to Berlin, implementing the unpopular apprenticeship levy if Berlin companies do not create new training positions by 2025, and combating homelessness. Kızıltepe is a trained economist and has served as a member of the German Bundestag since 2013. She was previously a parliamentary state secretary at the Federal Ministry of Housing, Urban Development and Building since 2021. She's worked for Volkswagen and was a staff member for SPD MP Ottmar Schreiner from 2005 to 2012. She's also a lecturer at the Berlin Vocational Academy and the German Trade Union Confederation. She's married and has two children and has stated that her ascent through education was only possible through the social democratic education policy. And lastly, thank you to Vladimir and Veronica for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.